The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Commonwealth Institute President Michael Cassidy says one finding is that low-income people will pay more, in part due to higher sales taxes.
People earning less than $21,000 a year are going to pay 3 to 6 times more of their income in the new taxes, including in this package, than people with incomes at the top of the income bracket.
But how much more people pay varies in the Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads regional plans. He adds that the law takes more responsibility for funding away from drivers.
Less than 10% of the new tax revenues in the transportation legislation is from driving-related sources.
Cassidy says the wholesale gas tax swap will cost the state $850 million.
That's because the 3.5% rate is not set high enough to raise the same amount of revenue as the current 17.5 cents per gallon does.
He also says Virginia is taking a big bet on Congress, allowing states to require sales taxes on online purchases. Finally, Cassidy says schools get a one-time bump, but much new funding is not guaranteed. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.